So if you're imagining what a noise rock band is like, Matt, Mike, and Sam probably fit your vision. A description of what they look like begins with their hair. All of them have locks that hang beneath their shoulders and sway when they talk and play. And to describe their music? Well, we'll let them do that.
It's hard to explain. Usually we just say it's very...
meaty.
Thick.
Yeah, thick, meaty, words like that. Our band is like essentially a five-layer beefy burrito.
Layered into that burrito are pounding drums, shrieking guitar, hammering bass, and screaming vocals. And what emerges from the Kansas City band Bummer are reflections on relationships, animal cruelty, and in this song, Bad News, sexual assault. The three members of Bummer recently joined us to tell us this story of a song.
When you're at KU, you just see a lot of that, unfortunately, and it just pissed me off, and I wrote a song about it.
Mike Gustafson, Big Strings.
Sam Hutchinson, Drum Tubs.
Matt Perrin, Little Strings, and Voice Box.
Originally, that song was supposed to go first, so we thought that'd be cool to have, like, ooh, little cool intro, and then like, I ended up hating that song.
It's not that it's not a bad song, and it's not like...
I just hate it.
It's just really... it's just exhausting to play. Like, it's like playing three songs in one, essentially.
We have people all ages, like, coming to shows. I've seen people that are in their 60s come. We had little babies dancing around, and it's like, usually before sets, I'm like, heads up, you got any babies in here, get them out. Yeah. And they came back in that last show, and they had earplugs, and they were just dancing.
I played violin since I was, like, in fifth grade, advanced orchestra all the way up till senior year, did, like, jazz at KU.
I taught myself. I tried taking lessons, and I didn't like it at all.
I played clarinet in middle school, and that didn't work. It wasn't too rad.
You can't bang on a clarinet.
No, you really can't.
If we sit down and we're like, hey, we're going to write a song, it never goes well. The best way for us is to just be like spontaneous and kind of
like sometimes Mike and I will sit down if we have like a couple ideas and, you know, flesh them out. But yeah, most of the time the jams come from like the, oh, dude, check this out.
Yeah. I don't know. Usually our way we've been doing it recently is we'll get a box of Franzia and we'll drink a whole bunch of wine and then just jam. And we actually have way more fun when we're playing drunk. So
that's pretty
cool. Honest.
I just write the lyrics, you know. The lyrics are just what, like, is bothering me.
Most of the time, he writes.
That's my
outlet. Writes all the lyrics, and then usually I'll come in with the riff. Sometimes we find out what the song's about if he puts the lyrics up, if we ask, and we get to find out. But most of the time, I'm all about the riff, so I'm like, all right, those vocal patterns are sick, man. Like, I don't know what you're saying, but especially with that noisy stuff,
that's
mostly about, like, the riff.
I don't know if you've ever been to the Hawk or, like, you ever been around campus. Just being there in general was not super fun, so, like, just, like, the way, like, some dudes just treat girls. And you're just kind of like, damn, dude. Like,
you just hear some messed up
You know,
stuff.
Yeah, and it's just, like, you're around dudes, like, at least with my, like, roommate, who wasn't bad, but, like, my floor was, like, really terrible and, like, really well known for being, like, a what they called the Jersey Shore floor and, like, just, like, the stuff you hear, and, like, one night, like, I came home to a girl who literally got her face beaten in because she, like, refused to, like, have sex with a guy. This girl was bleeding from her face, and I had to, like, help her and, like, put her in a room with my, like, roommate. And so she got literally her rocked. And you just see stuff like that, and it's just
dudes
like that.
Dudes bragging about being girls and drunk. It's just, like, disgusting.
And, like, that disgusted me at the time. Like, it was an issue, and I wrote a song about it, and it's really just there. But just a lot of people just don't want to take the time to see it.